Triple M Speed Breakfast.
Weekdays from 5:30.
Welcome to the podcast. It's Monday, the 22nd of February. Marto Margo, the Big Breakfast, Triple M. What's coming up?
Well, what we have on the show, you mean? Did you just yawn?
God, we record this intro immediately after we finish the live show.
So it was a big show. I'm exhausted.
Hey, one of the things I did like, and is it okay to talk about what's on the podcast, but Betty Klemenko, I don't know whether a lot of people would know the story, but it's incredible. I knew how she got rich, but I never knew the background. Conceived in a watch house cell in King's Cross.
Well, her mother was a sex worker and her dad a police officer.
Did that police officer get the sack for that? You can't root on the job.
That was standard operating procedure in New South Wales Police.
He was stood down later. I don't know if it was coincidental.
If she was a sex worker, how did they narrow it down to the cop?
Not sure. DNA test. Anyway, they gave up the baby at 6 weeks, 7 weeks, and they gave her up for adoption. She was adopted by co-founder of Westfield. Not a bad gig, might I add.
Won the lotto.
Let's get back to the cop. That's what I want to... Like, did they get happily met? Did they marry?
I got arrested once. Nobody had sex with me.
No, didn't they?
No.
Did me you too.
Disappointing.
Mate, I got arrested a few times. No,
I'm just kidding. I take that back. That wasn't fun.
You did have sex.
I didn't have sex, but I take back the fact that I wish I had.
I'm glad the big fat sergeant,
it was ugly. It was actually a horrific experience. I cried a lot. And I asked for my one phone call and they didn't give it to me. Said I watched too many movies.
Yeah. That's exactly what I would do as well.
I said, do I get to have a phone call? And they're like, you watch too many movies, sit down. I was like,
get back in your cell.
I nearly missed my best friend's wedding.
Did you get handcuffed though?
I did.
I've never been
still
handcuffed.
Still got the scar.
You have not.
I'm going to show it to you.
I've never been handcuffed. Why did they have to handcuff you and didn't have to handcuff me?
Can't really see it, but it was like around there.
Oh, that's just bullshit. Hello, everyone listening to this podcast. There was no scars. That is rubbish.
All right, it's time to get the podcast underway. Let's kick it off. Let's go through some of the texts that you've sent the show on Marto's burner phone. You're not alone with Marto's burner phone.
4-4-8-4-10-1-4-5-7-2-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4 breakfast because we got Marto, we got your burner phone. You're always getting text messages at every hour of every day. And
it's
we got
so
some
much
through
easier.
On over the weekend. 0484101045.
Let's go, Fiora.
Chelsea
Fiora
here. Yeah. She just wants to thank you, Marto. You introduced her to Terry Towling shorts the Big Breakfast.
Your lucky thing.
Your
Chelsea.
Wife, Kath, amazing. Team.Tow. Check it out on Instagram.
Chelsea, hold on. Where is this one?
Team Tow on Facebook.
Oh, nice.
Kath is over there sewing away all of the towels of Brisbane that you'd pick up and collect from Best and Less and Big W and Target and wherever else.
Yep.
She said she got so many compliments on her Cowboys pair from the Cowboys team at their community fan day, and it gave her something to say to them when she got starstruck.
That is so true. It's a conversation. It's like those trademark shirts, the really colourful high-vis shirts. People go, what the hell is that? When you're wearing Towling, people go, what are they? Oh, me Broncos Towling shorts, you mean?
Well, Dane Zorko's joining us a little later in the studio. I thought maybe you might have had some Lions Towling shorts ready to go for him. You'll have to get him a pair.
I will get him a pair. Hey, listen, so thank you, Chelsea. You're a champion. John needs a ruling on, oh, here you go, Margot. Can you give us the ruling? On a Valentine's Day present that I bought my wife. I've been copying it ever since last week. Are you ready?
Well, he actually bought her one. That's a good start.
I bought her 4 metres of gravel and 2 metres of bark. And
John,
then,
romantic.
Then, John.
And then helped John. Her spread it over the garden on John. Valentine's Day. Practical present. We spent the day together. Nice one, John. Surely that's romantic enough.
When are men going to learn? Anything that is required for the house or the garden or the lawn or vacuum cleaners, not a present. It's a household item. You have to think of her and what her needs and wants and desires are. And it's Valentine's Day. It's supposed to be romantic. Okay. Yes, quality time. If, John, your love language is quality time, then yes, that's a great present.
That is
but
quality.
Not for your wife.
But she may not have that.
No.
The year I bought Kathy welcome doormat as her birthday present, ooh, that copped a kick in the
ghoulies. Wouldn't have gone down so well.
Let's do one more text.
Yep. Tara from Chermside. I love this. Listen to this. Hey, guys, need some tips on reversing a trailer. Was moving over the weekend, couldn't get the trailer into the carport for the life of me. I had to knock on my new neighbour's door and ask the elderly gentleman who lived there to help me. Of course, the elderly gentleman knew what he was doing.
How good at elderly gentlemen at reversing trailers. I learned to reverse a boat trailer down at the caravan park. And that what they told me is you're not in a hurry.
No.
Don't worry. There's no rush.
Little
shimmies left left and right of the steering wheel.
Who taught you this? This is good.
This but elderly you're like gentleman me. In the caravan park.
You're like me. You should have known a long time before. Daughter, well, I'm a son of a semi-trailer driver. You are too. They're the blokes who can back anything. They can back anything. If you can back a semi-trailer. But listen, can I make an announcement right here, right now? There is going to be Tara. Just take it easy. There is going to be a Brisbane reversing championship in the next few months.
Where?
Where I don't
is
know
this
yet.
Happening?
I'm just inventing it right now because I've been asking for it for 15 years on this radio, and we've never done it.
You want to if do there's a trailer?
A trailer reversing speed trial through cones and stuff, and who's the best trailer reverser in Brisbane? Let's sort it out
great
once
idea.
And
that's
for
really
all.
That's really fun. That's
it'll probably
idea.
Be in a pub car park because they'll sponsor it. So jump in whenever you want to. You need a big car park. We're going to do this.
All right.
Over and out.
Text Marta's burner phone anytime, 0484 10 104.
You might want to be a part of the trailer reversing competition. Let us know.
Who wouldn't? The Big Breakfast. Triple M. Thought on Sport. Well, last night was the final of one of the world's great sports events, the Australian Open Men's Final, and high quality. It was incredible watching those two. Medvedev, do you go the Russian or do you go to the Serbian anti-vaxxer, Novak Djokovic? You know, which
he had
one?
A strong crowd, didn't he?
Oh, here's what it sounded like. They were incredible. They went at it, and they went at it. Went at it.
It's a rally.
Yeah, incredible. And that's what the whole first set.
I have to admit, I didn't watch the game, but I heard it was a phenomenal match of just athleticism.
Just ability. They're like brick walls with arms. The crowd. Yeah, right. The crowd was as big as it was allowed to be. It was phenomenal. But after one set, I fed Ekham. I'd had enough. I just went, oh, I would so much rather watch two girls.
The women's final.
No. Watch two girls with their putters playing mini golf, hitting a ball through some windmills, Dutch windmills, and then after they tried to hit the ball through them, they then got bumped by these big blades on the windmill.
They got to run through it.
Into a field of fake flowers.
Wearing a stupid hat.
Tennis is too much for intensity. It goes for too long. It is so much easier to watch stupidity. Holy moly.
Oh, yeah. Take a breather. Take a refocus. She's getting hypnotized by the blades. She's probably going to make herself dizzy.
Oh, listen. Oh, bang. Oh. Got her.
Wake up with the Big Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30.
104.5 Triple M.
Oh, my God. Is it Monday? It must be MacGyver Monday. If you have no idea what we're talking about, MacGyver was a brilliant TV show. Actually, they had two goes at it, but he was a genius. He was absolute genius, never carried a gun, worked for the government, but was able to fix any problem with a Swiss Army knife, a piece of wire, and anything else that he had at his disposal. Could fix everything.
There have been many men who have been inspired by MacGyver.
He could have gone to
Coit's
Mars.
All Aussie Adventures.
Oh, yeah, Russell Coit.
Bear Grylls.
Russell Coit's a super idea.
Chuck Norris.
Well, Chuck Norris is more into the fighting thing, but it's MacGyver because it's actual making. You just go looking around and go, oh, I can use that. And next thing you know, he could have taken the first journey to Mars.
Marta, you are a great example of MacGyver Mondays because you have a pair of glasses, reading glasses that you wear, and you've got a nitty bitty tiny little bit of wire to keep the arm and the frame of the glasses together, and you looped it through and twisted it.
You know
it's
what?
Rusty and everything.
You know what? If you haven't got, do what I did on the weekend. I didn't have any Oki straps with me, okay? Pantyhose. We'll tie down fish. They're the best thing because they stretch and you tie them into a knot and they don't come back and they're soft on everything.
Well, Marto, we always ask people to either call us at 133353 here or text us on your burner phone 0484 10 104.5. But we got an email through on the
old
weekend.
School.
A MacGyver email. He said while fixing his intercooler hose, it popped off. On his patrol, he managed to drop a nut into the turbo.
Oh, this is horrible.
I'm
this
confused.
Is terrible. No. We did this fixing a motor over and we had to use magnets and stuff.
So he was trying to fix the intercooler hose. Then he dropped a nut into the turbo. He couldn't reach it or get it out with magnets.
There you go. He's had a go.
And was thinking I would need to pull the turbo off the motor. Mm. Nightmare. You don't want to do that. Oh, he said he ended up getting it out by gaffer taping a drinking straw to the wife's vacuum cleaner and sucking the nut out.
No, could you imagine the concentrated force of that suction? Got the nut out. This bloke said, what's his name?
His name is Neil. Neil from Brisbane.
He's MacGyver. That's what exactly MacGyver. What we're looking for.
133353. If you had a MacGyver moment over the weekend, give us a call or 0484 10 1045. Here's some examples of what we had last week.
I've got a homemade spa that I made out of a cattle trough. So I had to get a brazier and I put some copper tubing around the brazier inside. And then when I want to heat it, I just fill it up full of wood and have a fire and sit around and have some marshmallows, plus eat your spa while I'm going.
You've got to be careful, though. But that fire gets out of control, you can burn your ass. Hey, that's what we're looking for. Great MacGyver. So there's probably a prize, David.
Oh, it sure is. Basically looking for when you've had to improvise repairs.
This is when we all learn something very important. Every week we just go, oh, you're kidding. I'll use that.
Luke from South Brisbane. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good. What did you MacGyver Monday your way out of?
I used to live in Central Australia when I was a young fella. Yeah. And we didn't have aircon as such. So I used to get a hessian bag and put it, a wet hessian bag, hang it through the doorway, blow a fan through it, and that would keep me cool while I was drinking my beers. And I did that for years, absolutely years.
Luke,
genius.
What method did you use? Because I used to use, before we had aircon only recently, you'd put a sprinkler that keeps watering that hessian and the fan. Is that what you were up to?
Yeah, yep. I just got the garden hose and kept it wet.
Righto, nice.
Yeah, it lasted for a six pack.
Brilliant work. Brilliant work, Luke. Amazing. Thank you, mate. Scotty from the Gold Coast.
Morning, all.
Yeah,
morning.
Mate.
Welcome back, Scotty.
What have you MacGyvered?
A little while ago, I was on site and left me lights on in the ute. Went chucked to sign up, come back, car wouldn't start.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Thought, no jumper cables. Everyone's pissed off. It's Friday afternoon.
You're on your own.
Flat battery.
And, good old trusty Ryobi battery with two spanners hanging off it.
No. Hold on. You mean just the normal 18-volt batteries?
100%, yep.
Yeah. And how two do you span- connect them? Yeah.
Quick little rubber band around the neck to hold them onto the battery.
Yeah.
Lay the spanners onto the car battery.
Wow.
Oh my God.
And fire it up.
How did you know to do that, Scotty, that would work?
Look, I'd seen it a couple of times. I thought it was a bit of a piss take.
Yeah.
Gave it a crack, and not a word of a lie, it worked.
Hey, Scotty, there'll be people, as you're aware, our listeners, there'll be people trying this, but there was no, because you hear how those batteries, the normal batteries, the lithium batteries, yeah, they have been known to explode. There was no problems?
No issues.
And still works?
Still works. Still got the battery to this day.
Jesus.
Wow.
That'll do me.
Yeah, no issues.
You're a genius.
Scotty, going to send you off to get some more tools. $100 C&L Tools voucher for you. C&L Tools Banyo, where you want to buy tools, not talk to one, cltoolcentre.com.au.
You are MacGyver, Scotty.
I have never seen Marto so impressed.
Oh, can you imagine
so
this?
So impressed.
That's just changed the world.
On Triple M.
Hey, Marto, I know you're a big fan. V8 Supercars this weekend. Bathurst, first round.
Weekend?
Yeah, it's coming.
Oh,
it's
nice.
On. It's happening. And I know you're a big fan of Betty Klemenko, who is the Airbus team owner.
Has been since about 2013. Breath of fresh air. Didn't she win Bathurst in 16, 17, their team, 18?
She's amazing. I mean, her story is phenomenal. If you don't know of her, she was conceived in a watch house. Her dad was a police officer. Her mum was a sex worker. She was abandoned.
It's the world's greatest story.
Then she was adopted by the co-founder of Westfield. So she was born into...
Frank Lowy's business partner. John Saunders. Who he'd been in the Nazi camps.
Concentration camps. Yeah.
Gets to Australia. Him and Frank Lowy open up some store at Bankstown, a little electrical, they were fixing something or other, and they grew to be Westfield.
Yeah.
And she's a
character. She's full of piercings and tattoos, and she's probably one of the biggest bogans. She loves the V8s.
Coloured hair.
First female to own a team.
Yeah, incredible.
Yeah. Really interesting story about her yesterday in the paper, which I wanted to bring to your attention. Mm. We understand that, obviously, she is loaded, but she is... building a $60 million family fortress down in Vaucluse in Sydney. She's bought 5 neighbouring blocks, right?
Oh,
yeah.
Whoa.
6 properties in total. Hers, and then she's bought the 5 in and around her.
Most people know Sydney. If you go from the city going towards Bondi on your left there on the harbour, Vaucluse. Really rich area.
Yeah, amazing.
$60 million on a place.
Yeah, but the neighbours aren't happy. Not the ones that she purchased the properties off, but the ones surrounding that, because words got out that old Betty, who's a bit of an odd bod at times, is going to be making something the centrepiece of her $60 million property the way.
Spa, sauna, what would she have?
Close, but not quite, Marto. A toilet. She is going to make an outdoor toilet will headline a long list of architectural oddities.
What do you mean?
Well, she's going to be bringing in one of those old London red telephone boxes and turning it into an outhouse. But she's going to be making it quite an architectural centerpiece.
A centerpiece
outside the home, so it'll be viewable from the outside.
Yeah, I don't know if you are. There'd be some of our listeners would know Doctor Who. That was always where the Doctor came out of.
Police box, not a phone box.
What is she up to then?
I don't know. She's going to put a toilet on the outside and it'll be off just off the guest house. So when guests come and stay with her, they've got to go outside to go to the loo and sit inside a telephone box.
Still got to go outside.
She was just going to put an old port-a-loo out there, she said, because it needed a second toilet. But we thought putting it in one of those old red phone boxes was a better idea.
Oh, this story needs to be followed up. There's a few holes in this somewhere.
To have a lot of money. Maybe just build a normal toilet if you've got $60 million to spend on a house instead of a port-a-loo.
Always wanted a urinal in our house, just because there were two boys. Thank you, Dave.
That would be so good.
If you've got more than one boy in the house, you should have a urinal. Should actually get the urinals.
Yeah. All good. But Betty.
It's all good.
Just put a normal toilet in
Play on.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30. Here's what you need to know with Bianca Stone from 7 News.
Oh, yeah, and of course it's V-Day today. Bianca, where are you positioned?
Oh, look, happy V-Day, guys. I'm on the Gold Coast where it's all happening at the moment. So 8:30 is when the first jab will be given. That's at the Gold Coast University Hospital. That's the only hub that's open today. They reckon they'll get to about 100 people today. So 100 people on the Gold Coast will be vaccinated, the first Queenslanders to get the jab.
Bianca, what's the criteria for those first people going to get the jab? What do you have to meet?
Yeah, they're all the frontline healthcare workers, also those quarantine workers who are at the hotels and that sort of thing. And the other people getting the jab will be people in aged care. So the hub will be set up at the Gold Coast University Hospital for those frontline workers. And then at the aged care facilities, they will have people going out to those ones and giving them the vaccinations. They hope to get through about 1,000 people this week. The vaccine will be given at the PA hospital from Wednesday.
It's not very many. This is going to take a long time if that's all we're doing.
Yeah, it's a slow rollout. It's, slow and steady because it's a supply issue as well. So at the moment, we've only got the Pfizer one. Once the AstraZeneca comes online, then it'll be a bit quicker, so things will speed up. So PA on Wednesday, up in Cairns by Friday. They reckon, though, they're going to get through all eligible Queensland adults by the end of October. So that's fairly ambitious.
So if I'm a 65-year-old retiree, Betty, sitting in Ashmore on the Gold Coast, I don't need to go out and get my hands on the COVID vaccine straight up. My time will come.
Yeah, no, Betty, hold your horses there. You're not getting the vaccine just yet. It's a case of don't call us, we'll call you. That's what the government's saying. So just hold on, Betty.
Betty, can you go out to the balcony and keep smoking your holiday 50s, okay, and have a drink at about 1 o'clock this afternoon? Hey, what about Palaszczuk? Well, she was saying on your news last night, just don't expect too much.
Please, everyone, do not turn up anywhere tomorrow for the vaccine. The majority of the population will start seeing the rollout around middle of the year.
For her. So,
she's not getting it either. She's not getting it in the first round either. So if Premier doesn't get it, then... And neither is the chief health officer. She's staying away from it at the moment. But that's not to say it's not safe.
Okay.
They're just not in that category that needs it just yet.
There are still a lot of concerns around it, though. There was a poll, a survey done where people are still not overly, convinced that they want to get it done. It hasn't been made mandatory. But what are the rules of engagement in and around if you choose not to get the vaccine?
Yeah, people can make their own choice. No one has to get the vaccine. No, it's not being made mandatory anywhere. I think some workplaces might, ask you to be vaccinated, but it is completely up to the individual. this is the vaccine, though, that has been approved by the TGA, the Therapeutic Goods Administration. Things don't go lightly through there. So I have full confidence that this vaccine is safe.
How are they going to know that we've had it? Is there like something that they scan? Is there a code? Do we get a passport?
Yeah, a little certificate, and they're talking about having that on your phone as well, so you can show, you know, proof that you've had the vaccine.
And you can't tell me that won't be used when international travel resumes. You'll need that.
Imagine if it was like the old stamp you got at the nightclub lineup where they shine the blue light over you. Could you imagine all the old residue that would be up my arm?
Bianca, we know you've never been to a nightclub with such...
Bianca Stone, Channel 7 Sunrise. Thank you for running us through all that, Bianca.
No worries, guys. And hey, if you are watching the telly at the moment, keep an eye out for Ninja Nan. She is the Gold Coast grandmother.
Hey, tell us, yeah.
She deserves a crack on Kevvy Walters' team, I tell you. She has taken down a Pimpama purse pincher in the car park of the Pimpama Tavern when he tried
to
steal it back.
Bianca Stone, did you get that in? Are you a Pimpama purse pincher?
Pimpama purse pincher. Oh, that's me. On the wrong punter.
What did she hit him with?
She hit him with a big left hook. No, she chased him down, kicked off her shoes, chased him down, tackled him in the car park. This is a woman who suffers from emphysema too. Got him in a headlock.
Hold on to me, holiday 50s. Take my oxygen tank. I need to get this bloke.
All right, we'll check that out.
Absolutely.
That's more fun than vaccine.
Channel 7 Sunrise. Bianca Stone, thank you again.
What about the alliteration?
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30.
I know we've been talking this morning about Medvedev against Djokovic, and Djokovic won his 9th Australian Open. That was last night. But Saturday night, did you happen to watch any of the Australian Women's Open final?
Sadly, no.
No. Okay. Well, what we saw was a class act. Both girls were class act. Naomi Osaka, big diff. That's what I noticed. You know, Serena Williams, big backside, like Andrew Johns, got the power, movement, etc.
You'd notice that about Ash Barty too, that she'd been working with her trainer. Powerful.
Big diff. Whereas the girl she was playing, Jennifer Brady, she was very tall and long legs, the old style tennis player.
Like a Sharapova.
She got beaten, as they were expecting, etc. And I was very proud. She'd been in 2 weeks hard lockdown. She was in full quarantine inside the hotel room, couldn't go out and practice, and she got to the final. And I thought, what a good girl. And then she spoke. I can't play all of it, obviously. But she thanked everybody. She was so beautiful after she lost. You know, you could be kicking
cans.
Yeah,
graceful in defeat.
Oh, gracious and graceful and grateful for everything.
Thanks to Craig Tiley and his team, Tennis Australia. You know, I was in the quarantine and they did everything possible for me to make it as comfortable as possible. I was able to do everything I could in the room, and I appreciate everything that they did for me when I was there.
So nice.
Mm, like, so nice.
You get out of jail and you thank your jailers. It's a really appreciative thing.
Did she thank God though, Marto?
No, she didn't think she wasn't like that. She looked a bit like Lounsey or Jim Carrey. Have a look at her. Jennifer Brady. That's what I want. The point I wanted to make. And I've just gone, hold on, she's 20 or 21 years of age.
Kind of young.
Jennifer, that is not a name anymore. I know my wife has a sister called Jenny, but no, there's no one under 50, surely, whose name is Jenny. So I want to crank this up.
Young woman with an old woman's name.
I think you might find your wrong, Marto. What about Jenny McCarthy?
Who's that?
She was married to Jim Carrey.
How old is she?
Oh, I don't know, 40?
Yeah, no.
Jennifer Lopez?
How old's she?
I don't know, she's hottest.
She's 50.
She's the hottest.
Something. That's old lady.
She looks young, though.
Yeah.
Jennifer Aniston?
Oh, she's 50.
Jennifer Lawrence?
I don't know.
She's under 50.
Yeah, how much under 50?
What about Jenny Craig? How old is she?
Young woman with an old woman's name.
Jew from Bowen Hills, who have you got?
Hey, my wife's 32 and her name's Daphne.
Young woman with an old woman's name.
Yeah, Daphne.
Is Daphne short for something?
No.
No, just Daphne.
No, that's Daphne. Yeah,
that's a whole name. What do you call her, Stu?
I call her Yuki.
What?
You've had enough of Daphne. Yeah, Daphne feels like you're touching your grandmother, I would say. Don't you reckon?
I'm not sure.
Oh, darling. It's an auntie name. Oh, you know, when you're hugging your wife and her name's Daphne, it feels... Anyway, let's push on.
Stephen from Logan Home.
Hello.
Stephen, how old and what's the name?
I'm about 8. It's my niece and her name is Agatha.
Why? Young woman with an old woman's name. Why, Stephen?
She's got a brother, Ignatius, so it's Iggy. Their surname is Pappas.
Iggy and Aggie.
Iggy Pap and Aggie Pap.
Wow. Stands out. No other kids in her grade, Agatha, I bet.
No.
That's good. See, some people go, now Steve, oh, Steve's not there, but Sandra's here. Oh, Steve, don't you find a lot of people spell their kids' names weirdly to make the kids stand out? Margot Parker's a direct example of that. Whereas others just grab old names and bring them back.
I didn't spell them weirdly. Memphis is spelt the way it's supposed to be spelt, M-E-M-P-H-I-S.
Yeah, but it's
Jagger
a distinctive
is spelt
name.
The way it's supposed to be spelt, J-A-G-G-E-R.
Isn't that a Logan Bogan trait?
River, R-I-V-E-R. The names may be a Steve, bit weird, but I spelt them the same. Except Wiley. Let's not worry. They were not focusing on there.
How'd you spell river?
R-I-V-E-R. Oh, okay. Like the River Brisbane.
Sandra from Shaler Park. Hello.
Hello.
Have you got one?
I'm a Sandra.
A 15-year-old Sandra?
No, I'm the 52-year-old Sandra, okay. But I employed a girl that's Sandra and she's 15.
Oh. Young woman with
an old woman's name. She just wanted to boss another Sandra around.
Yeah, it's a bit awkward for when you yell out people's names and you're both a Sandra, but she's 15, but she's Asian and Asians have some older names.
Ah.
I used to have a 17-year-old that was Wendy, and I think Wendy's an old name.
Are you sure? Yeah.
Well,
I think so
my mother-in-law,
too.
She'd be in her 60s. She's a Wendy, but I told you, Marto, a little boy at Jagger's class, he's a Brian, but that's his English name. His Chinese name is something else.
Oh, that's part.
Yeah, but he's like a 5-year-old with the name Brian.
Well, one more.
Bree from Tambourine.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good. Have you got a young woman with an old woman's name?
My daughter went to school. She's 4 with a girl whose name was Esme. Young woman
with an old woman's name. I actually really love that because my grandmother's name was Esme.
Yeah, but that's not what this is about. What's that?
It's not good on a 4-year-old.
How did they spell the Esme, though?
Same as usual, E-S-M-E.
Yeah,
and all the other mums used to sit there saying, oh, isn't that so sweet? And I would just hope my face didn't give away how awful I was.
She's going to make a great grandma one day.
Well, you've profited out of that name. Well done, Bree.
Bree, we're going to give you a double pass to Dracula's Dinner and a Show. It's a 3-course meal. Don't miss the ultimate entertainment experience.
Well, down the coast.
And night out at Muertos at Dracula's Gold Coast. Just
good night out.
Across the road from Pac Fair.
Yeah.
Draculas.com.au.
Wake up with the Big Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30.
104.5 Triple M.
I don't know what it is about children, but once you get in the vessel of a vehicle, they fight. They find, I don't know if it's because they're within close proximity of each other, but they're always arguing, fighting, kicking, hitting, getting in and out of their seats. And I'm forever in the front whilst trying to drive, looking in the rear vision mirror, just like gritting through my teeth and giving them the mum stare.
Hey, this is why
like,
you
come
shouldn't.
On.
This is why 4 kids is too bloody many.
Why? Why? Because
you only got 2 arms, and if you can give the back end to the lefty and then go the elbow with the right, you can settle them down. But if you can't reach the buggers.
I wonder that's why I wiped my shoulders sore this morning, reaching around trying to whack them from the front.
They're
but
pissed.
I even like space them out. You know, before we get in the car.
Have you got 3 rows?
We've got a Land Cruiser wagon, so got the 3 rows. So it's a 7-seater, 2 seats in the back, 3 seats in the middle. I always fold the middle seat down and separate them. So there's 2 in the back, and I try and team them up depending on what the morning's been like. Like, you two have been getting along relatively well this morning. All right, Wiley and River, you two in the back. Memphis, Jagger, you guys are in the middle. Put the middle seat down, and they're all kind of separated in some way.
You all got a classic, 2 boys, 2 girls. Is it better bet to have the 2 girls together?
Not always,
Marto. 2 boys together, no.
Not always. Right. Again, depends on the morning that we've had. But they always manage to fight somehow, whinge over music or iPads or food or that's my drink bottle and that's this is mine and they're my headphones and it's just a nightmare.
All got headphones?
Yes, all of them have headphones, which is part of the problem because the wires get tangled up and someone's headphones weren't charged and it just adds to it. So sometimes I do the old, leave the iPads and headphones at home. We're just going to play I Spy or something like that. But it never ends up the way you want to and you end up pulling over at least 2 or 3 times on the side of the highway like we had to do yesterday because we just went for a mere 30-minute trip down the highway to go to the beach yesterday morning. I thought, we'll get them out of the house early, go for a dip. Yeah. It'll be lovely. Everyone's going to have a nice time.
Easy.
And then we'll dip up, run back home.
Easy.
They fought the whole way down and the whole way back. And I couldn't believe it. And I just thought, come on, guys. Like at the end of it, I had subjected myself to defeat. And I just said, look, can we just get along? We've got literally 15 minutes left. We're at Pimpama. Can we just get to the Cleveland exit without any more fighting?
Are you looking for options like to help you out? Because I'd reckon if you started taking the church one of two things might
is leaving
happen.
Them on the side of the road not an option?
That's not an option.
Okay.
Well, it's a funny option.
Good, I'm glad.
It'd be
I did
a funny option if you did it.
Have you ever done
happened.
That threat? Pull over and.
I've done it often. I've actually left them on one of them on the side of the road. I didn't get too far.
If you go to church, if you misbehave, we're going to church, and A, they might love it, which is problem solved, or B, they go, we will never do anything wrong again.
No,
if
never
we
do anything
to go
wrong
to
again,
and...
but they don't seem to be too perturbed. Mm. And neither did Corey, because on the way home, he was planning himself a road trip with two of our children. As I mentioned a little bit earlier in the show, Marto, Bathurst is on this weekend.
If anyone's doubting, it's going to be on twice this weekend. It's to kick the season off.
Yes, so this is round one, and then they're going to have it later in the year like they normally would at about October.
What about, the last year's Bathurst after the NRL Grand Final, he and his mates.
Well, Corey's been down a couple of years in a row. They make a bit of a thing of it. It's a boys' trip.
Yeah.
This year, Corey's decided to do a little bit of a different boys' trip. He's taking our two sons along, he's decided, and because he is a tight ass. We'll talk about that on Friday for Frugal Fridays. Mm. He's decided he's going to drive instead of fly. Now, can you imagine?
With a 9-year-old and a 7-year-old.
A six-year-old. Can you imagine 30 minutes to go to the Gold Coast? We can't even make it there without an argument. He's got 12 hours stuck in a car with two boys.
Disaster.
1-3-3-5-3, Dave. That's what I want to know. Oh. Road trip disasters.
Margo, you think about the old days when there were no seatbelts, your father had smoke, and there were four kids in one back seat. There were kids down the bottom. Some people used to travel with kids in the boot.
Gavin from Ipswich. Two young boys in a car, road trip to Bathurst. Is there anything worse?
When I was young, we went to Perth. Ooh. Now, in a car.
What do we have in the car, Gav? Do we have any entertainment devices?
No. This was very late 80s, early 90s.
Took
about a week. So every morning we'd wake up, sit down, have breakfast leading up to the trip.
A week.
Mum and Dad would like say, we're still driving. Next day, we're still driving. Next day, we're still driving. So we eventually leave. I think we're still on Ipswich Highway, and my brother and I said, are we there yet?
Oh. That's the other killer, isn't it? Are we there yet? How long till we get there?
Yeah, can I just check the I spy on the Nullarbor Plain? What's the most popular thing that you spy over there? I've only ever flown over the Nullarbor Plain.
The odd camel.
Okay. Playing I Spy with our 6-year old is the worst because he can't spell. And so he says, I spy with my little eye something beginning with blue. But then you say the thing that you see that's
sky.
Blue, and he goes, no. And you're like, well, there's nothing else blue.
I hate cheaters.
And he just keeps saying,
spy
no.
Cheaters.
No. Is it the thrifty truck that's blue? No. Well, clearly that's the only blue thing here.
That's great.
Samantha from Bean Lee. Good morning.
Yeah.
Road trip disasters.
Good morning.
Did you were you a part of one as a child, or have you experienced it with your children?
No, I was a child, and we were travelling from Cairns to Brisbane, and it was a big trip in those days. Especially, I was about six, and we and my brother and I were in the old Valiant.
Come on,
sliding around.
She's reminiscing while she tells the story.
Right. It was revolting because we had to stop off in Rockhampton, and we went to the first Kentucky Fried Chicken shop.
Oh, I know exactly
that had been
where
you opened in Rocky, and then we had to pull into a motel because Dad had to stop off, and we all got food poisoning.
Oh,
and,
coincidence.
We were just. It was ridiculous because there was only one toilet.
Did someone take KFC?
I don't care. Samantha sounds like she's possibly still scarred.
That didn't sound good. Hey, listen, on the burner phone, we smashed a roux a few years back in a hired Ford Falcon on our way to Bathurst, bent every panel down one side of the car. I wonder if they paid for the full insurance on
that
one.
They are tough little buggers.
Oh, roux.
Wow. Road trip.
That was Triple M's Big Breakfast.
God, you do so much for this town.
Triple M.